Folks, this is Bob Rouse, your host of the Grace Radio series, Voices. This adventure in programming for Grace Radio focuses on the voices of our neighbors here in Slidell about matters of community interest. Today we have two very, very special guests, Voices Program. These gentlemen are the Firemen of the Year 2017. They both participated in Heroic Act the latest summer of 2017, and privileged to talk with them. Today we have Firefighter Christian Ruiz and Firefighter Brett Gleason. Glad to have you guys here today and want to hear about what's happening. And we'll ask Chris to start off and tell us a little bit what happened last summer. What were the circumstances? What was going on in your life? I'm sure you didn't expect to be a hero when you woke up that morning, but what happened to make it happen?
It was hot. We were in the gym. We were working out, and then I had a couple of members run up to me and just say, "Hey, something's not right with Rick." That's when me and Brett kind of, we just walked over there just thinking he was laying down, he was tired. And then he took one just humongous agno breath, and we were like, "Oh, this isn't good." So then we told Brett to go call 911. It was me, several gym members that we have were actually nurses, so they were in there with us. So we had, it wasn't just us; we had a team. It was like a team at the same time.
Wow.
We started CPR. We noticed he wasn't breathing. We did chest compressions, and then actually one of our members had a pocket mask, which you actually can breathe into. So we were giving him breaths. We were doing CPR. Brett then comes back after calling 911. Me and him take turns. We start changing out on chest compressions until the fire department arrived.
Well, great. So your training as a fireman helps you to spot these things. I mean, and to know what to do, I guess.
Yes, sir. I would say not so much as the firemen, but the people we work with. They always talk about, you know, next man up type of deal, be ready at all times. And it kind of showed that, you know, the people we had around us were setting us up. Because once we started, it was like we were running our own scene as the lowest men on the totem pole for the fire department.
Wow, that's pretty awesome. Well, Brett, you were there.
Yes, sir.
You saw all this go down. And what was your feeling? What were you thinking when you saw this happen? Were you panicked?
At first, like Christian said, it was pretty much, you know, we just thought he was laying down, taking a break. And then once we kind of saw him and saw the signs, saw the agonal breath, saw him, you know, struggling, that's when it became not so much a panic, but a realization of this is serious. You know, we have something serious going on. So, like Christian said, I went and called 911. I come back and doing chest compressions, realize that, all right, this is full out code. We're here to save a life. It's not just he's really tired, maybe having a little trouble breathing. He's really, this is serious business right here. Not so much panic, because we've been in these situations multiple times, and Christian actually did do a really, really good job of leadership there. Him having a year, he has a year on me in the fire department, and he has, both of us really have so many people showing us, you know, the ways to do things, the training to get, all that. And I think everything kind of played a huge part in a good outcome.
Well, you know, you learn some good technical stuff to do.
Absolutely.
But really, it's a mindset, isn't it?
Absolutely.
It's a way of life that you've been introduced to by the fire department.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, since me joining 2.5 years now, it's completely changed my life. It's definitely an eye-opener.
Awesome. Well, Christian, the moment, the terror, the excitement, the training kicks in, did you feel like you knew what to do, or did you feel like it was just, this is what I saw on TV, maybe I better do it?
No, really, I didn't really think too much, actually. It was more of like just an instinct. Like, it was just like, this is what we need to do. This is how, just like muscle memory, right? We just kind of got into a flow of how, you know, a normal cardiac arrest call would go. We were given commands and people were doing what we were saying, and it just really worked smooth. Having Brett there, you know, we work on the same department, different crews, but in reality, it's all the same thing. Each crew is, we do everything the same, so we're all unison in everything that we do. So when he was there, you know, when I said, do this, it was easy. Like, he just took charge and just kind of ran with it. And then having, you know, the nurses there, we had a nurse practitioner, we had a nurse anesthetist, I think, we had ER nurses, if you were going to die that day, it wasn't going to be at Finish Strong CrossFit. It was going to be somewhere else, because it was like God put him there, so this is what's going to happen to you, and, you know, he put a team there to kind of save him.
So it was right place and right time for you guys, but also for him, too.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, if he had been anywhere else in the middle of maybe a grocery store or some other place, it may not have had the same outcome.
Yes, sir. And I truly believe that because he actually works. So the guy's name is Rick. He would go to his camp every day after CrossFit and just work on his house that he was trying to rebuild. And he was like, I'm not going to CrossFit today. I'm going to go there. But he came to CrossFit. So if he would have been there, I think he would be gone.
Well, that's just an amazing story, What part of your mindset, when did you realize that you were ready to run into a burning building?
I guess the first time I actually pulled up to a burning building is when I realized this is for me. So my first fire was actually the Act 10 fire, which is like one of the biggest fires in, I guess, the history of our fire department. And when I just got there, it was just so, they always say like, oh, when you see it, it's just going to be either fight or flight type of mentality that kicks in. And I guess the only thing that kicked in was fight. I just kind of, you know, the captains I had was, this is what we need to do. This is what we have to get done. And that's just kind of, you know, you just go to worker mode and just get it done.
So it's kind of a lifestyle of fighting for safety, fighting for right, fighting for good, fighting for preservation of life and property, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
Well, Brett, how about you? The willingness to jump in the soup. You know, I perceive that you're a thoughtful, you're a precise guy in what you do, but you're not the first one to stand up and say, look at me, like my little four-year-old son used to walk up, and he would say, look at me, Daddy, and 1,000 kids on the playground, and he wants me to look at him, you know right. what I'm saying? I don't perceive that you're the jump up and look at me guy, but yet you sprung into action that day. Where did that come from?
Yeah, absolutely. I've never been one to jump up like that and, you know, want the attention, certainly. But in cases like that where there's a life to be saved or someone to help, I will certainly not hesitate. It's something I've always enjoyed doing.
And the training you get at the District 1 Fire Department just kind of fortifies that, doesn't it?
Absolutely. It's the best training that I could ever hope to have.
That's great. Well, I'm sure any organization that you're a part of has its aches and pains and ills, and gee, I wish it was a little bit different, but it sounds to me like the District 1 Fire Department is really a great, upstanding career. I mean, I'd like to say it's a job, but it's more than a job.
Yes, sir. It is certainly a career. I think all of us that work there, going to work every day and leave every day, we all, it's a family. It's more than just coming into work, doing the work, going home. We enjoy our time. We get work done, and we bond. You become a family. You spend all this time. You cook dinner. You hang out at night. You have late nights. You're waking up in the middle of the night. Whatever it is, but as long as we can go in, we can have fun, and we can go home to our families. Couldn't ask for anything better.
So for you, it's going to be a career.
Absolutely.
Chris, I can look at your eyes and I could see you want to jump in on this
as
career. tell me about your thoughts on the fire department as a career or more than a job or is it that?
I would say it's definitely a career. It's probably the second best thing I've ever done in my life, to be honest with you. I love the fire department. I love going to work every day. I love what we do, how we do it. It's awesome, to be honest with you.
What house are you connected with?
What house?
What station house?
Well, right now I'm at Central Station on Crew 3, but I kind of float just wherever they need me.
Well, good. So you fill in all the gaps all the way around.
Yeah, I try. I try. I do what I can.
Tell me a little bit about yourself personally. Who are you? Who's Christian?
I moved here into Slidell when I was about, I'd say, 8 years old, somewhere around there. I lived here ever since. And Cross Gates. I'm married to my wife, Shelby. We have two kids. We have a four-year-old daughter, Blakeland, and a 8-month-old little man, Trip.
All right.
So I'm pretty much like tied to Slidell. The reason my tie to the fire department was I own a finished on CrossFit, and actually a firefighter, Roy Provisano, who's now a captain, he came in probably 5 years ago. He was like, hey, man, what do you want to do with your life? And I'm like, I don't know. I'm just going to cut grass and teach CrossFit forever. And he was like, you should probably come join the fire department and just figure out where you want to go. And I kind of was like, no, nobody wants to be a fireman, dude. That's like, what, you know, that's not cool. Finally put my foot forward. It took me about 3 years to get hired. But once I got hired, it was like a game changer. I was like, this is kind of what I was always drawn to do. You know, I like to help people in CrossFit, but when you can actually, you know, really help somebody, like show up when they're having a terrible day, make them smile, make them laugh, make them forget what's going on, you really get that self-reward out of that compared to, you know, any other thing you do. So I guess I'm biased because I like the job so much, but it's really not, I don't consider it a job because it's like something I like to do every day. what I wouldn't rather do. I would rather do that than go do anything else.
It works out well to have Finish Strong CrossFit.
Yes.
And it occurs to me, just putting things together, you know, it seems like one of them prepares you for the future and the other one is the present. I mean, because you've got to be ready at the moment when you're a fireman. This is not, I'm going to be a fireman today so I can do something tomorrow. No, when that building's on fire, when your friend's on the floor, it's now. But the physical fitness training prepares you so that you'll have the strength, the courage, the discipline to be able to carry out those things. So it seems to me those two things just go together real well.
They do. I never really thought of it like that, but yeah, now that you say that, you know, we always joke around like, you got to be fit. You know, I always joke with Brett or joke with other guys. I'm like, when I show up, you're not gonna feel like if I go down today, you're not coming out, because I'm gonna be able to get you out. And you know, Brett's a strong guy, so he's got the same mindset of whenever he works out. You know, this is kind of, I guess I never looked at it as a preparation for the future, but yes, it is. You know.
Well, it's a whole package, and if we throw your family into it, they are the future.
Yes.
So as you invest in your children, invest in the community, it's really yesterday, today, and tomorrow all wrapped in the same package. Brett, how did this happen for you?
Well, I was raised in New Orleans, New Orleans East, until I was about 11 when Hurricane Katrina hit, and then we moved out to Lacombe with my aunt and stayed with her for roughly 2 years, maybe a little less. And finally, we're able to decide on not going back and actually staying in Slidell, which was actually probably the best thing that probably happened, strangely, out of that storm, was moving over here, I think, because it changed my life. It put me on a much better path. And then I had always kind of wanted to be on the fire department. When I was little, my uncle is a firefighter in New Orleans, did it for a long time until he got hurt, unfortunately, but I looked up to him a lot. I just loved what he did and was infatuated by it, still am. I kind of always knew that I wanted to be on. I just didn't know necessarily how to get there. And like Christian, I tried for a couple years. People told me how to get there, take these classes, get these certifications, you know, just keep trying. And so that's what I did. I went to LSU FETI, got all my certifications, got all the training that I needed in St. Bernard for about 6 months, and then switched over, got hired in Slidell. And just been going with it ever since.
Great. That's great. But you're also involved with Finish Strong.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm a coach over there at Finish Strong of roughly 2 years. 2 years about now. Got my certification to go coach there and enjoy watching people getting fitter.
You know, I see the same things I mentioned for Chris. I see for you, mm-hmm. You know, the diligence, the integrity to prepare, but yet being ready to respond at the moment, knowing what to do, clarity of mind, clarity of thought, focused, mm-hmm. not the terror of the world's falling apart, but this is what we need to do to make it happen.
Right. That's the thing, always being ready to respond, no matter what day, what time, what we're doing, dropping everything, getting on a truck, going to whatever it is and making it better. That's what we're here to do. We're not going to make it worse. We get on their scene, we get onto a fire, we get onto any wrecks, we're here to make it better. We're here to help in some way, form, or fashion. I mean, that's the biggest draw to it, I think, that I found, is that we're here to help. You know, we're here to whatever it is we're going to do. Put out a fire, help you get on the ambulance, or help you figure out what's going on. You know, small things, big things, we're here for everything.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Did you ever think that somebody would call you a hero?
No. I can't say I've ever thought that. It's great to hear. It's absolutely great to hear, but never. That's not what we're here for. We've never been. There's probably no one on our department that I can say that wants to be a hero, that wants to stand out. We just want to help. We just want to be there. You know, you don't have to know my name. You don't have to call anybody and tell me that I did a great job. As long as I made your day better, you can tell me, hey, thank you. That's the biggest thanks I can get. That's the biggest thing that I can ever hear.
Awesome. How about you, Chris?
Yeah, that's the exact same thing that Brett said. You know, we don't do it for the Firefighter of the Year awards or the people look at me type of hero, I guess, thing. I still don't think of myself as a hero, even though people keep saying, you know, oh, You're like a modern, you're a real life superhero is what you hear at the gym, at the CrossFit gym, right? But I don't really think of it like that. I kind of just think of it as, I guess I'm just a normal person and I just get put in, I guess, unfamiliar situations and we just kind of just figure it out. worked through it.
Who were some of your heroes in life?
Heroes? I'd say my mom. Yeah. My mom's definitely my hero.
Just somebody you can look up to, a role model. And
yeah.
You think your mom would see herself as a hero?
No. So my mom raised 7 kids, pretty much. You know, my dad was kind of there, but he was kind of working all the time. So my mom, yeah, she's definitely a strong woman, I would say that.
You know, it occurs to me just being with you guys this morning, understanding that all of us doing the best that we can do with the gifts that God gave us are heroes. One way or another, when we do what we've been gifted to do and called to do, then each one of us can be a hero at any particular moment in time if we're willing to step up to the plate. I just congratulate you guys. You're great. You've done well. You're humble. This is not a look at me, but I guess there's a bit of a responsibility in all of this, too, that each one of us needs somebody that leads the way, somebody that says, this is what you can be. So you're veterans of 3 and 4 years now on the department, or coming up on that soon. Not that long a career yet.
Yeah.
We hadn't got there yet, but we're working on this. But, you know, the guys walking through the door tomorrow, they're going to look at you and be able to say, that's what I want to be when I grow up. And I think it's a responsibility that each one of us has to live the kind of life that helps other people to be better than they were. So I congratulate you. I commend you on what you're doing. Great job, guys.
Thank you.
Let's talk about the department. But I'm so excited about District 1 and the things that happened here. International accreditation, Class 2 fire department, involved, ready to reach out, training that says, I'm here for you no matter what, a mindset. Of all the opportunities and all of the fire departments around, I think you've probably found one of the best.
Oh, absolutely. I think we are the best. I think when you think of fire departments, you think of Fire District Number 1.
Well, Brett, we've had just a really great interview this morning and a great time with you. If you had a word for young men looking for a place, looking for a way, looking for themselves, trying to figure out who they are. How many times have you seen people come out of high school trying to figure out, what am I going to do with my life? And apparently, you guys both, you and Christian, have both found your way. What word would you say to, I guess, let's say high school graduates, it's that time of year, to encourage them to find their place in life? What would you say to them?
I'd have to say, stay persistent. Certainly when I got out of high school, I was in a weird state where I wasn't exactly sure if I knew what I wanted to do or what I didn't want to do. Maybe I'll go to college. Maybe I'll go to the fire department. I wasn't 100% sure, and no one really ever is. Some people maybe. That's awesome. That's awesome. But most people, you don't exactly know what you want to do. You don't exactly know what's going to make you happy. But stay persistent. Keep moving forward. You know, just don't move backwards. It's so easy to fall back and to get in a state of complacency, and maybe I should just strive to be better. You know, always become a better person, go to the gym and be better, go to work and be better, go home, be better, and be the best you can be. Not to say that what you're not doing now isn't good, but there's always something. There's always something that you can improve on. There's always a way that you can get better, be a better man, be a better woman, be a better son, daughter, whoever you are. Continue to get better, be better, and live your life.
Amen. Well said. Really well said. Thank you. Christian, Brett just had a great comment. Would you add anything to that for young men, young women, looking for a place in life?
I'd say, I would say old-timers always say, you know, do what you love and you'll never work a day in your life. Strive for that. Strive to find what you love. Figure it out. It's not going to happen. It takes a lot of trial and error.
Okay.
I've had 50 jobs before I found the fire department. You know, I did that. I didn't like that, so I didn't do that. I went and did something else, and then I didn't like that, and did that, and do everything. Try everything, do everything, and when you figure out what you really like, do that, and do it really well, and you'll be fine.
Excellent. Outstanding. Well, you two guys just inspire me this morning. You just inspire me to be better. I want to thank you for your service. Thank you for what you do for the community. Thank you that you're there and that you're making a difference. Brett, tell me about your family a little bit.
I have my mother, and my father has recently passed, and my sister.
Oh, I'm sorry for your loss, man.
Thank you. And a fiance right now. We'll be married in November. Quick story about my father. He had ALS from before the time I was born. I think about 28 years now. And so my mom did a lot of work raising us when we were kids. My father did a great job with what he was able to do. Even without being able to really move or show me how to throw a ball, he was always finding out ways to how I'm going to get there. You know, he would call my cousin or one of his old friends or anybody. So he did a lot. Even without being able to move, without being able to, you know, hard to understand him, he was still my father. So I would say I was blessed to have two parents. You know, a lot of people only have one, have no parents, you know, raised by the grandparents, raised by someone else. So I was very lucky. And then my mom did such an incredible job, you know, working, two kids, a husband that she had to come home and take care of, get up early to get ready for work and get him ready, get him all situated. So I love my mom. She did an incredible, incredible job raising us and molding me into the man I am today. And I couldn't have done it without her.
And tell me about your fiance.
My fiance, Kirsten, she's a...
That's the biggest smile. Wait a minute. That's the biggest smile I've seen on your face all day. Come on now. So tell me about your fiance, please.
She's great. Love my life. I wouldn't be here without her. She beyond the people that pushed me to be where I was, she's the one who gave me that last push to follow my dream. To, you know, it might be hard. It might seem out of reach, but she pushed me and told me I could do it. She believed in me. She gave me the confidence that I needed to be here.
Brett, a bird told me that I should ask you, where did you meet your fiance?
She saw me at Finish Strong CrossFit. I was lifting, you know, most of the weights in the gym. No. Yeah, no. We met at Finish Strong CrossFit. Love at first sight.
Is that it?
That's it.
Okay. Yeah, really great. Well, congratulations on your upcoming marriage in November.
Thank you. Thank you.
Excited for you. Yes. And that'll be the beginning of your future as a man, of the head of the home and a priest of the family. And all of the good things that go along with that. So
absolutely,
that's wonderful. Well, it was wonderful talking to you both this morning. You just, it occurs to me that heroes come from heroes.
Thank you.
Both of you have great stories of family life that supported you and helped you. And it tells the rest of us we need to step up our game with our children and with those around us that we can influence, those who look up to us. I think that's the message for today, hero is always in the eyes of somebody else.
Absolutely.
So each one of us wants to be a hero to somebody. And you guys are just doing a great job, so thank you. Well, thank you, guys. Appreciate you being here this morning. Thank you, Slidell, for tuning in to Voices here on Grace Radio. We want to hear from you. You can call us at 985-250-1037. Send us a text. Leave us a comment. Let us know what's on your mind. And if you have an encouraging word for either of these young men who are here with me this morning, Christian and Brett, send us a note. We'll pass it on to them for sure. We encourage you to like us on Facebook, Grace Radio of Slidell. Also, check out our website, www.graceradioslidell.net. There you can make tax-deductible donations to support the station. We need your help. Again, give us a call, 985-250-1037. Well, that's it for now. Join us again for Voice of Slidell Daily at 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. and get in the flow of God's grace here in Slidell.